From KTOO, I'm Katie Anastas with a look at local and statewide news. A woman and two children are in stable condition after being hit by a truck while crossing the street on their way to Mendenhall River Community School. It happened yesterday morning before sunrise on Back Loop Road. Juneau Police Department spokesperson Lieutenant Craig Campbell says the incident was an unfortunate accident.
So it looks like the preliminary investigation doesn't show that there was any violation or on behalf of the driver.
The woman is 19 and the children are 3 and 7. Campbell says their injuries were not life-threatening, but a GoFundMe post by the family says the 7-year-old was medevaced to Seattle to receive treatment for a fracture in his right hip. Campbell says the three were not crossing the street at a marked crosswalk. The driver told police that he tried to slam on his brakes to avoid hitting them, but was unable to do so in time. Campbell urges residents who travel near roads during dark hours to wear clothing or gear that is highly visible to drivers.
Whether it's clothing or, you know, equipment you can wear, just so other people like drivers and vehicles can see you better. It's really important to pay attention to what's going on outside of you. You know, be looking both ways before crossing a street. Do that in a well-lit area, ideally in a marked crosswalk, and stop and make sure that drivers see you.
Campbell says the driver has not been charged. Students were evacuated from Harborview Elementary School today after the school received a bomb threat. The threat came in at just before noon via a phone call, according to an update from the Juneau School District's app. Juneau Police Department spokesperson Lieutenant Craig Campbell says the FBI confirmed that the phone call was sent from a number connected to threats made to different schools across Alaska in recent months. Students were briefly evacuated to the playground while police cleared the school. Classes were back to normal within an hour. A brief stay-put order was also put in place at Juneau Douglas Yadad Kahle High School. District Superintendent Frank Hauser says the safety of students is the district's top priority.
I'm saddened to think that there are individuals on the internet and out there that are propagating these messages and causing such disruptions in our schools.
Campbell says the investigation is ongoing.
We take all these threats seriously and try to respond as soon as possible to determine if there's anything unsafe or there's any credibility to the threats, because our ultimate goal is to keep our residents and community members and our children safe.
Mass threats to schools have been on the rise across the country. In September, multiple schools in Alaska received threats via email. A Peruvian man was later arrested for sending more than 150 bomb threats to U.S. schools, including in Alaska. Ron's Apothecary Shop closed its doors after nearly 50 years in Juneau on Wednesday. KTOO's Clarice Larson stopped by to speak to the owners and some of the customers who are now looking for a new pharmacy in town.
Phoebe Vanzelo and Vance Watson sit in the waiting area at Ron's Apothecary Shop waiting to get their flu vaccines. The day before, they learned that the shop, which has been their primary pharmacy for decades, was closing its doors after nearly 50 years of service. Swanson says they've been customers for decades.
Yeah, we're really sad it's closing. We came here all the time.
The pair are from Gustavus. They moved to Juneau 2 years ago. They said even in Gustavus, their family was ordering their prescriptions from Ron's because of its quick service. They said its closure will be a big loss.
It's the service that that Ron's has provided for the smaller communities that are relying on it. Things coming in the mail and through the air taxis is huge. And I don't know how other pharmacies are going to pick that up.
Scott Watts co-owns a small shop with his wife. They've run it since 2001, taking it over from Ron Sedgwick, the shop's namesake and original owner. He opened the pharmacy in the late 1970s, near the airport, though it later moved to the Mendenhall Mall. He says the days leading up to the closure have been busy and bittersweet.
The end result of retiring sounds great, but closing the store is really very, very difficult.
The Watts decided to shut down so they could retire. They started looking for a potential buyer before the pandemic, but they never found one. Watts said he enjoyed running Ron's because it gave him the freedom to provide more personalized care. But he says the biggest issue the industry faces today is the dwindling insurance reimbursements for prescription drugs. As prescription prices continue to rise across the country, pharmacies are making less profit, especially independent ones.
The majority of our prescriptions are covered by insurance payments, and those are take-it-or-leave-it contracts, and it's getting very, very tight. It's hard to pay the salaries, keep the lights on, and do everything that we want to do.
He says the shop's 10 employees are headed to the pharmacy at Safeway, along with many of the store's customers. Banzalo and Swanson said they aren't sure what pharmacy they will use after Ron's closes.
I heard all of a bunch of these people are going to Safeway. So probably Safeway.
Watt says he's grateful for the support the store has received throughout the years.
It's truly wonderful. It's been great for us, and I just can't say enough about this community.
He says he and his wife plan to stay in Juneau and enjoy their retirement. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
Ketchikan residents will no longer have access to cable television starting next fall. Ketchikan Public Utilities, the island's last provider, announced it would be sunsetting cable services next year. KPU says subscribers have gone down and operation costs have gone up as people nationwide turn away from local TV and toward streaming services. KRBD's Jack Darrell reports.
It's a commercial longtime Ketchikan residents might recognize.
Are you sitting at home wondering exactly how windy it is? Only KPU has the only truly local weather node located right here in Bar.
The commercial is from 2010. KPU TV's Michelle O'Brien is standing on a beach in jeans and a windbreaker. Snow is flying past her sideways. The video quality seems grainy for something made just over a decade ago. But soon, cable commercials like this one are going to be even more of a relic in Ketchikan. By September of 2024, cable cords in every household will be cut. KPU Telecommunications announced on December 4th that they can no longer compete with providers offering video streaming services. Dan Lindgren is KPU Telecommunications Manager.
You know, when you have large companies, you know, Hulu, you know, Netflix, YouTube TV, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. They're all trying to increase their market share and just disrupting the, you know, the whole marketplace. But this transition's been in play for, you know, 10 years, and it's kind of just accelerated in the last five.
Lindgren has a cable box in his home. When asked if he's going to miss it, he doesn't get sentimental.
No. I'm ready to completely transition for sure.
There are many who aren't, though. Lindgren estimates currently about 20% of KPU customers are cable subscribers. He says he recognizes that this transition won't be easy for some, specifically the older demographic that may not be used to smart TVs and the overwhelming amount of streaming options available. Lindgren says they won't be left behind in the transition, though.
Yeah, we will really have a focused effort on making sure that we support them, do everything we can to make sure that they, you know, have their video entertainment needs fulfilled.
For Lindgren and KPU, it's not just that less people are tuning in to cable TV, but that it's getting more expensive to offer.
You know, we just got to the point where, you know, it just doesn't make sense anymore.
People who watch KPU cable do so on set-top boxes. Lindgren says that equipment is becoming obsolete faster and faster, and they can't replace every box on the island. This is in addition to more costly content and licensing fees. GCI, the other cable provider in Ketchikan, suspended service a couple years ago. Ketchikan's was the first cable system in the state. In October of 1953, cable television debuted in the Elks Club and a few bars around town. Anchorage got cable a couple months later. KPU TV didn't come along until 2005, though, according to Lindgren. When they did, they offered local programming, like the show
Live in Ketchikan is the only show of its kind dedicated to our town. This is the television show that spotlights all that happens in and around Ketchikan. Live in Ketchikan is your resource.
So tell me what's going on here, because everyone knows the tank, and you're, it looks like you're doing...
This is from an episode in 2013. The host is getting a tour of an armored personnel tank owned by future borough mayor Rodney Dial. Local cable-based shows like this one are now a thing of the past. In a press release, KPU assured customers that it will still produce local content, such as high school sports, arts, cultural events, and other community-focused video content. It'll just be streamed exclusively on internet and mobile apps. In Ketchikan, I'm Jack Darrell.
It's 37 degrees with light rain at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight's forecast calls for rain and snow with a low around 34 degrees. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tomorrow, rain and snow with a high near 36 degrees and new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Tomorrow night, rain and snow becoming all snow after 7 p.m., low around 32 degrees and an 80% chance of precipitation. And Sunday, snow likely before 7 a.m., then rain and snow likely, cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. And Sunday night, rain and snow with a low around 37 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.